Thank you for calling Clinical Services. If you are calling regarding a Keystone First Health Plan member, press 1. For a AmeriHealth Caritas member, press 2. If you know your party's 10-digit extension, please enter it now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for further assistance.
For authorization, press 1. For care coordination, press 2. For pharmacy, press 1. For prior authorization, press 2. For admission notification, press 3. For DME or medical supplies, press 4. For skilled nursing or rehabilitation facility, press 5. For concurrent review, press 6. For maternity authorizations, press 1. For all other authorizations, press 2 or hold.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Keystone First. My name is Alethea, last initial H as in hotel. May I have your first name and last name initial, please?
My first name is Yonah, Y-O-N-A-H. My last name is Blackstein. B-L-A-C-K-S-T-E-I-N. And I am calling, I'm a home care provider with CHC. I was wondering if this is the right line to discuss admissions and authorizations.
Yes.
Okay, so I have three participants in my HHA environment. Placed and authorized. However, the company was purchased and moved the HHA environment under the corporate umbrella, which is also executive. So we need the three clients that are currently with us to be moved to the new environment. And we were wondering how to go about that. We've been calling multiple service coordinators. They've directed me to this 800 number, which is where I'm currently at.
Okay, no, with the process as far as for changing, with the, if the member has an authorization that is already on file that's been approved, you would just need to fax over to us the request to have it changed to the under the new umbrella.
Who should I, where should I fax it to, and what information should I put on the paper?
Okay, and that's per patient, on a per patient basis, but let me look at the first member for you. What's your callback number?
267-551-7402.
Okay, and what's the name of the provider you're calling with today?
So the provider's name is Helping Individuals Succeed.
And the MPI number for your provider?
Do you mind if I give you the tax ID simply because since it's going under an umbrella, the MPI is not going to populate properly. Unfortunately, I've been dealing with this for a while.
Well, this is just to get me into the system, if not to make any changes to any accounts.
Understood.
Yeah.
MPI. I only have the tax ID right now. I don't have the MPI with me.
Okay, hold on one moment. You said Helping Individuals Succeed is the name of the provider. All right, just a moment. All right, let me... What is the member's first member's ID number you have for your first member?
2003-49919.
Member's name and date of birth?
Josephine Whitmore, date of birth 3-8-51.
Let's see what plan she's under. All right, so the fax number for this member's plan is going to be 855-3-8-51. 332.
I'm sorry, you broke up. I'm sorry, you broke up.
8553-332-0115.
0155. And information that I need to include in that?
Just the auth number. Let's see what auth number we have.
Yeah, I have the auth numbers, so I need to.
Oh, you have that? Okay.
Yeah.
Just put that on there. Okay, just put that on there along with 3 patient identifiers, any documentation or clinicals you have that you want to include, and just note that the patient needs to be trained under the umbrella of the new company or the company that they're under, and it'll get updated that way.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's for, I'm assuming, that are all of them under the same?
Yes,
they're
all
under the same plan.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, just use that for all of them.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Keystone First. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.